the J-Rock Podcast. This is J-Rock. Let's go.
Hey guys, this is J-Rock coming at you guys tonight with a very special podcast. Greg Irwin from Magnolia Boulevard. This band has been doing big things. Recently, they got to jam with Paul Reed Smith himself. They're currently working in Paul Reed Smith Studios. Just huge things. I want to apologize because, unfortunately, you guys will get the short side of this podcast. I'm using multiple podcasting apps, and the first one that I used was really good, but I updated to another one, and it's considered the best. Now, I won't go with the name, but one of these podcasting apps that I'm using, after I had this beautiful, wonderful 30-minute podcast, it crashed. So, Greg Irwin, he's already did this podcast once, and I mean, it was just a magnificent 30-minute piece, and he was telling me about all these stories, I mean, just wonderful stories, how it came to be. And thankfully, he has agreed he is going to talk to us again, and this time we're going to cut it a little bit shorter, but, you know, no worries. This guy's a really awesome dude. He'll be on the show again, I have no doubts. But we're getting ready to call him now. That's actually him at the moment shooting a message. So he's doing great. He's keeping in contact. I think they have a show coming up maybe in March at Charleston, West Virginia. So I will be going to that. Get to hear Magnolia Boulevard live in person. Very excited. Hoping that we get to jam together. But let's go ahead and call him now. So hang on just a minute. You guys will hear it ringing in. Hang on.
Hey, brother, what's going on?
Not much, man. How are you doing?
Good, man. I'm fantastic. How are you, brother?
Not too bad. Listen, I appreciate this. I already explained to the listeners that, you know, we just had a crashing of the app, and it caused a big mess, and I appreciate you being nice enough to do this again, and we'll cut it maybe a little bit more brief so it will work.
Yeah, man, no problem at all. No problem at all. It's totally my pleasure, brother.
All right, let's get started with, tell me a little bit about Magnolia Boulevard. I know you guys come from Lexington, Kentucky. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, man. You know, like I was telling you earlier, it was kind of a fate meeting, if you will. We all met by chance. Maggie and Todd, Maggie being the lead vocalist and Todd being the drummer, the incredible drummer that he is, and Maggie being the incredible vocalist she is, they known each other by working a job together in Lexington. And actually, a fun fact, when Maggie first moved up here, you know, we all grown up poor, you know, and Todd, our drummer, actually shared his lunch with Maggie at her first job in Lexington. So that's really cool, man. But anyways, I played a show with Todd, you know, just a fill-in gig at this place called Cosmic Charlie's on this huge snowstorm from back in February of 2016. I'd set up first, and Todd had got set up first, and he looked at me and said, you know, play something, and I just played something off the top of my mind, and it ended up being one of our songs called Ride, and, you know, you know, so worked out from there, and then a couple days later, Maggie and Todd met each other, or had seen each other at a show, and Maggie had mentioned me, and Todd had mentioned me, and just three or four days prior to that, Maggie had messaged me saying she had seen me play at this this open mic, you know, singer-songwriter thing. I don't know, probably maybe 5 or 6 days, a week before. And anyway, she had sent me a message saying, you know, she would like to play together sometime, because she was in a bluegrass band and her heart lies within the blues, you know, coming from Bonnie Raitt, Susan Tedeschi, you know, all that stuff, Grace Potter idiom. And yeah, man, we you know, the more that I think about it, it wasn't just by chance. I feel like it was a fate meeting, and we all love each other so much, and we just laugh and have a good time on road trips, and it couldn't be better, man. And we, you know, I mean, I'm speaking for myself here, but I feel like I'm speaking for, you know, the excuse me, I feel like I'm speaking for the entire band when I say that we're incredibly lucky and fortunate to have met each other, and it works for some reason. You know, we have complete musical freedom on whatever we do. You know, we have certain landmarks within the song, you know, and you know, between those landmarks within the song, we have free reign. So, and it's something I've learned over the years, if you surround yourself with better musicians, you're going to be a better player yourself, and they're going to make you sound better.
Agreed.
Kind of cheating on my part.
I know I said it earlier, and I'll say it again since it was lost. I feel like you guys are, you know, just very passionate about what you do. I've been following you on Facebook for a long time now, because I saw a lot of the local musicians in my area were adding you, and I kind of added you for my own personal gain to see, you know, what's the hype here, what's the deal. And I started following you and listening to some of your band's, you know, music, and I'm very impressed. Your guitar work is just phenomenal. The vocals, just everything, it sounds amazing. Let me ask you about the Paul Reed Smith story, and if you don't care to go over that email story again, because that was just excellent to hear.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, just hit the highlights here. Let's see. In 2002 or 2003 is when I got my first guitar, and I didn't even know how to tune the thing for a year. And my mother was dating a man named Don Davis, who showed me a lot of stuff, you know, guitar-wise and how to use it. And he is responsible for turning me on to the Allman Brothers Band, and I'm forever in debt to him for that. We were in Lexington, Kentucky, actually Christmas shopping in probably, you know, late November, early December of 2003, and you know, of course, the girls were shopping at the mall, and him and I went to Wilcutt Guitars, because, you know, he told me that, that, you know, I want to take you here, you know, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, we were almost there, and that was the same year that the Allman Brothers Band with Derek Trucks and Warren Haynes were playing guitar, released their only studio album, and it just so happened to be the song Desdemona off of that, which is slow blues tune, and in the solo section it transitions to a 6/8, and it's just incredible, man. It's just got that, it has the swing that only the Allman Brothers could have done and did do. And but anyways, Derek Trucks took the first solo, and I remember so vividly driving down Rosemont Garden, going to Wilcutt Guitars, hearing Derek's slide solo, and just thinking to myself, I knew that it was a slide guitar, which I wasn't really hip to at the time, but I knew that it was a slide, but it sounded like someone singing, and it just, it blew my mind. It completely blew my mind, man. But anyways, fast forward a few years, and I'm living in Richmond, Kentucky, and I have this old Gretsch resonator that I had just done a few sessions with, and woke up on a Saturday, random Saturday morning, didn't need strings or anything whatsoever. And I live about 30, 35 miles away from this guitar store, which is a very, very fine guitar store. Go to Wilco Guitars and talk to Brandon Bowles. But anyways, I just drove up there not needing anything and walked in the back and seen my PRS, this Gold Top S2 standard that was actually scratch and dent 10% off. So I kind of dug that, you know. But I traded that Gretsch, you know, that Gretsch resonator in on it. And, you know, I picked up that guitar, and, you know, man, within less than 10 seconds, I knew that I had to have it. So I put it in layaway, got it out, paid on it as I could. And then about a year or so later, we found out that we were going to be doing a set with our band, you know, Magnolia Boulevard, at Wilcutt's 50th anniversary, which is a huge deal, you know, especially for, you know, for Bob Wilcutt, you know what I'm saying? For,
oh yeah,
you know, I mean, he's been in business for 50 years. That's saying something, you know. But anyways, we found out we were playing a 30 to 40 minute set, and you know, it was right after us, directly after us. Brent Mason and Paul Reed Smith were doing a guitar clinic, and it started out as a joke, basically just saying, you know, I think we should ask Brent if he wants to sit in. And 2 or 3 days prior to this, I sent him an email, and within 5-10 minutes later, he said that he would love to sit in with us. So he ended up, you know, getting up with us on an old Junior Wells Buddy Guy song called Little by Little. And something else is it's just, it's all full circle things, man. And it floors me. It blows me away, just all this crazy coincidental stuff that's happening, you know what I'm saying, with each and every one of us in the band. And this is just another example of that. That same song that Brent ended up setting in with us on, Maggie, when she was, you know, Maggie's 7 or 8 years younger than I, she used to go around as a kid listening to her Walkman on roller skates, listening to that exact song that Susan Tedeschi cut on one of her solo albums. So it was just, man, I'm sure that you could probably hear me smiling right now through the phone. I hope you can. You know what I'm saying?
I can, man. I can feel it.
It was incredible, man. It was incredible. And it's just, I'm, you know, I mean, of course, I can only speak for myself, but I know that I speak for my brothers and my sister in the band that we've created and formed and are so proud of, you know, to have had that happen, you know, and it's Brent Mason, you know. So, but yeah, man, it was right after our set. Paul and Brent were, you know, I was tearing my rig down, my shit down, and, you know, Paul and Brent were talking, and Paul was like, yeah, man, we need to get some new pickups and that guitar. I really want y'all to play, you know, the PRS experience, which happens every 2 years. And this was like 3 weeks away from it. So we were thinking, you know, well, it's going to be a couple years. And the next Wednesday, because we always rehearse on Wednesdays, it was 30 minutes before we, you know, we always rehearse from 7 to 9 on Wednesdays. About 6:30, we get an email from Bev at PRS Guitars inviting us to come up there and play it. So we got to do that with all these just amazing people, and have cut a couple tracks for our first full-length album with Paul at PRS Studios, and are set to go back let's see, December 4th and 5th to continue working on it. So, man, to say that we're extremely blessed and grateful and humbled, and it's mind-blowing, man. You know, it sure is.
Definitely,
it's,
man.
It's definitely not lost on us, you know.
Let me ask you one last question, and then we'll probably call it a wrap, but we'll definitely be coming back to do another podcast with you, because
sure, man.
I really hate that we lost the first one, because, man, you have so many stories, and I love that, about all of your experiences and things. And I know you said that you started playing guitar when you were 17, and, you know, you didn't really know that it would turn into all this, but it's like a dream come true for you, kind of like walking in a dream, all of this going on. I know that you said that you were working with Harry Smith Studios right now.
Yeah.
On some songs and stuff. And let me ask you one kind of silly question, kind of to close off on. If you and your band members were to, let's say, switch smartphones for a day with the music library, we'll just talk about the access to that. Would you find some similar bands in there? Do you guys share a lot of the same interests? I believe that you definitely do with the vocalist. How about the rest of the band? Do you guys share similar interests?
Oh, man, it's completely all over the place. Completely all over the place. John Roberts, who is, man, he's the finest bass player I've ever played with in my life. He's incredible. He turns me on to someone new each and every day. Todd Copeland, our drummer, him and I share a love for Colonel Bruce and, you know what I'm saying, all the stuff that happened in Georgia, you know what I'm saying, Jimmy Herring, ARU, all that stuff, man. And Ryan Allen, that plays keys, and Maggie, they come from more of a folk type thing, but in that sense, the folk type thing, bluegrass type thing, the words, the lyrics matter. And if you can put that together, and of course I'm not being boastful or bragging, you know what I'm saying, and you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But with really good lyricists as Ryan and Maggie are, and John for that matter, and then you have people like Todd and John as a rhythm section, you just can't go wrong with it. And I feel like, you know, the man, you know, as cheesy as this sounds, the sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying? Sky's the limit for it. So it's I really think that helps us, you know, because of course we all love all the same things, but you know, we'll take a 10-hour road trip and, you know, take turns being DJ on the radio with Bluetooth and just get turned on to stuff that you know, me personally, I would have never heard or probably would have never digged unless, you know, like, for example, Ryan would be like, man, listen to this progression or these lyrics or whatever, you know, or vice versa. And it's just, it's amazing, man. I'm literally the luckiest person in the world. And, so I always tell Ryan, I think Ryan tagged me in something the other day, and I didn't even remember that I had said this, but and actually, come to think about it, the first time that I met Paul at Wilcus that day, I had some pickup problems with my PRS, and he walked out the door, and I looked at him. I said, man, Paul, I'm Greg, you know. I've got to play in like 30 minutes, man. Is there any way that you can look at my guitar? Because I've got some pickup issues. You know, this pickup keeps sliding down. So he goes in and works on it. And, you know, he looks at me and says, man, so start telling me about your band, you know? And I was like, well, you know, blah, 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 this. And, we had this, this lead singer named Maggie that you're just absolutely going to fall in love with. And I knew from the look on his face that he was like, ah, bullshit, you know. But it was so surreal and so cool because, you know, right after we played in Stevensville, Maryland, you know, at the PRS event back in June, about two or three weeks later, someone, you know, posted a video on YouTube, and Paul mentioned us in it, and Paul was like, he said, yeah, man, they told me before, you know, when I first met him, that I'm going to fall in love with Maggie, just love her and all this stuff, and I was like, yeah, whatever. And then by the second or third song, I was just head over heels, and he made a call to Bev, and all this has happened. So, man, we've been very fortunate, and it's something with music and a touring band, and you know how it is. Talent is one thing, but getting along and truly loving each other is another, and that's something that really separates us. And I don't mean that again in a boastful way or bragging way, but we are truly a family, and it's such a humbling feeling, you know. It's incredible, man. It's incredible, and I'm super proud of it, and couldn't be happier, and couldn't dream of doing it with anybody else besides Todd Copeland, John Roberts, Ryan Allen, and Maggie Noel. They're my dream team, man.
I think the fans, I think people that, you know, don't know you guys yet, I think they will see the same thing. You guys have just unity and just, like I said, passion about you guys. I'm looking forward to your show coming up in Charleston. I'm going to do my absolute best to be there, man. I'm excited to see you guys play, to hear you guys. But I guess we're going to call this a wrap. I appreciate it. Appreciate the podcast.
Yeah,
and hopefully we can speak again soon, because I love talking to you, dude. You're an amazing guitarist, and I think you have a wonderful band. You guys are going to do huge things.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much, man. That means the world to me, and that means the world to us as well. And, man, call me anytime, brother.
Hey, same here, man. See you, Greg.
All right, see you, brother.